Thanks very much. Right, here we are. So, a bit of background, as Mike has pretty much introduced this already anyway. But Medeglade Films is a UK NGO that creates film and animation to support the education and training of health workers and their communities in low-resource settings around the world, with a real focus on sub-Saharan Africa, but increasingly we find that our films are used by apartheid organisations really around the world. And so why do we use film? Well, I mean, I'm probably preaching to the converted here, but we find that film is such an effective and powerful medium for sharing really simple, clear, engaging information. And it's something that really overcomes barriers that are put up by the barriers of low literacy that are so prevalent across, especially sub-Saharan Africa. And it's not just about sharing information, but it's about actually using the emotive power of film to really inspire audiences and to help motivate them and inspire change, change their attitudes and change their behaviours. And we find that film is such an effective way of delivering cost-effective, scalable, sustainable change when a film copied, duplicated, shared widely and watched again and again can really, really help to achieve impact at scale. And it's all these ideas that really play into the idea for us that there's such a fantastic opportunity, having created some film content, to then adapt it, repurpose it, so that it is tailored and relevant to a range of different settings. So we actually have almost 200 films that cover these broad subject areas from maternal health, sexual reproductive health, through obstetric care. And they're available in English, French, Swahili, and a range of more local languages. And they're used by organisations that we work with from a range of local small partners in Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, and elsewhere, through to international NGOs, partnerships with corporates, and a wide range of sort of global academic and medical bodies. And it's really with the kind of feedback that we get from these organisations that we see there's such a need to take content and repurpose it, adapt it, so that it is relevant for their specific programs or protocols, or relevant for specific regions as well. I'll skip this slide. So with this in mind, I wanted to show you how we went about this project to adapt content for Southeast Asia. This first is a film that we created in 2011 called Warning Signs in Pregnancy. And we produced this film really to provide an overview for mothers and for community health workers of the warning signs that they should be aware of during pregnancy, so signs of preeclampsia, for example, how to identify them and what to do about them. And we found that having created this resource, that we had a wealth of global health expertise and frontline health worker experience that went into creating this resource, there's such an opportunity to take that and adapt it for different settings. And so, step forward, GE Healthcare. So, GE have produced this really incredible, low-cost, highly portable ultrasound machine that they produced specifically for emerging markets. It's targeted at sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia. And we saw this as a fantastic opportunity to reach women at what is a really crucial point of engagement in their pregnancy with health workers, an opportunity to deliver high-quality, engaging health information on the screen of an ultrasound device. And so working with GE, we looked at what we could do, what films of our back catalogue, if you like, we could actually bring to these devices and adapt them and how we could make them relevant. So together we selected four films: Warning Signs in Pregnancy, which I'll show later, What Pregnant Women Should Eat, one about sexual reproductive health, and one about basically safe delivery. And we looked at what we could do, what we should do, to adapt it and make it relevant. So first of all, these original films were about 10 to 15 minutes in length, and so we decided that based on the idea of these small ultrasound machines, health workers using them, having a relatively short window of time, we had to first of all make the content short, so around 5 minutes, but still keeping the simple, clear, engaging messages that was in the films. Obviously, content had to reflect local protocols, so we're focusing here on the adaptation for Southeast Asia, and ensuring that content was, of course, resource appropriate, relevant to local context, and relevant and culturally sensitive. So how did we go about this? Well, first of all, we set about putting together a team of people on the front line who could input on the content. So we worked with UNFPA and CARE in Cambodia, with JIPAIGO in Myanmar, ICM in Philippines, Hope for the World in Thailand, and an organization called Kapuas in Indonesia. And we brought them together, got them to have a look at the films and give their feedback on how we can adapt the content to make it relevant, culturally, resource appropriate, and so on. And we got a wide range of inputs from really quite clear and obvious stuff, like the need to translate into local languages to represent Southeast Asian women in the content. And then, for example, to change foods in the nutrition film from, obviously, maize through to rice, or because the films were to be used in Indonesia, to reflect the greater Muslim population there and have headscarves and covered shoulders, for example. But bringing together all of this feedback that we got, we took those long scripts, we cut them down, kept in the key messages, and produced a basic short 5-minute script for each film. We then set about adapting content by introducing new film footage. So we did this in a number of different ways. Firstly, we worked on the left with a Filipino nurse in London, actually, who we know, who filmed some more of the pieces to camera that we had. We also got filmmakers in Thailand, Cambodia, and Indonesia to film vox pops, pieces to camera, in country to provide some of that local context. And also, we kind of filled in the gaps with stock footage where we could to make a whole. And then we took to adapting the animations. So as you can see on the right with the animation, this is from Warning Signs in Pregnancy, we took that basic structure of the animation for sub-Saharan Africa at the top and just adapted hair, the facial features and skin tone to make sure that it was relevant for Southeast Asia. And similarly, we had feedback around the need to adapt the content so that it was more reflective of delivery in a clinic rather than through community health workers, more home-based. So we adapted the figure who was our Nima character, our health worker, to be more of a clinic setting character. And once we brought together that updated script, the film footage, and the animation changes, then we created our complete film, and we of course had to adapt and or translate and dub into different languages. So for this project, we translated for Southeast Asia into Khmer, into Burmese, into Bahasa Indonesia, into Vietnamese, and then for the sub-Saharan African content, we had it in English, French, Swahili, and Portuguese. And I mean, that translation process wasn't without its difficulties. For example, I think the precise translation for a breech delivery in Burmese was something along the lines of baby the wrong way around of its head at the top and its feet where its head should be, which when you're trying to fit that into a time-coded script can be quite challenging. But so the result was that we created these 4 films that were specifically tailored for delivery on ultrasound devices that were relevant, appropriate for local context, and could be used to share engaging vital information about pregnancy and childbirth with women in Southeast Asia. So I'm just going to finish by screening one of those films, Warning Signs in Pregnancy, and happy to take any questions afterwards.
Thank you. or have a high fever, this particular sign is an infection. Excess bleeding or fluid from the vagina that may smell offensive. 5. If the baby is in the breech position for more than 1 week is due, you should seek medical help. 6. Noticing if the baby starts moving around is also an important reason to get medical help. Now, it's time to hear from my colleague, who is going to explain how to recognize and react early warning signs.
Anemia or weak blood happens if women do not eat enough food containing iron or something called polyactive. It also happens if women lose blood, have wound infection, or suffer from malaria. There are some easy ways to stop anemia. These are feeling breathless, heartbeat being faster than normal, and feeling very tired. Look out for these other signs of anemia too. If the skin pale any moment, check the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet, especially if the iron leak becomes extreme or even white. This is possibly a sign of anemia. Another warning sign is bleeding during pregnancy. It is very important to get medical help where possible if this occurs. So here it is, excessive swelling of the feet, ankles, hands and face, seeing flashing light, or having blurred vision are all warning signs during pregnancy. These can be signs that the woman has developed dangerously high blood pressure and a condition called preeclampsia. Some women also experience chest abdominal pain and vomiting. The fourth warning sign is fever, which can be a sign of infection caused by a bacterial or germ enters the woman's body and makes her feel unwell. If a woman gets an infection, this can be very dangerous. Women with high fever will have skin that feels hot to touch, feeling very unwell, cold, shivery, or sweating. Another sign of infection is smoke from the vagina that may smell offensive. Women that develop an infection once the baby is born may have more bleeding than is expected from the vagina. The blood may be large clots or foul smelling. Get medical advice and help as soon as possible. Women whose pregnancy belly is unusually shaped or larger later in pregnancy may be expecting more than one baby. Or it could be that the baby is lying sideways or with its bottom rather than head down. Women who are having more than one baby and whose baby is not head down are usually advised to give birth in hospital. Sometimes a C-section operation is carried out whereby the baby or babies are delivered through the mother's abdomen. If the baby starts moving around as much as normal, then we should seek medical help as soon as possible.
If you experience any of these warning signs, you should seek medical help immediately, asking as quickly as possible for helping to have a safer, healthier pregnancy and childbirth.